No.
You know that breakbeat, right? Well, I've been like taking it to some next level shit. Like I'll take that and put a delay on it. So it's like, so it's like evolving the beat. So it's like sounds hella large on the track. You know what I'm saying?
No.
No? Yeah. You don't listen to hip hop.
What is this, amateur hour?
I'm blacker than the ace of spades and more militant than you and your whole damn army put together. While you out there chanting that rally, browbeating politicians, I'm taking out any money front sucker on a Hummer that gets in my way. So I tell you what, when your so-called revolution starts, you call me, and I'll be right down front showing you how it's done. But until then, you need to shut the fuck up when grown folks is talking. Now, can you dig it?
Ladies, gentlemen, and scholars, the world's first Quantimino-powered podcast live from the Daddy Juice Energy Studio in the Beaded Curtain District. Your star players, Gemini Jackson, the Burrito Bandito, Brian McFly, and Arthur Dude.
Welcome, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, of course, you scholars. I'm your fearless and grizzly host, Gemini Jackson, Sermon of the Quantimino, with the model of the millennium, Brian McFly.
Waka waka, bitch.
And our resident hyena, Arthur Dude.
Howdy, ninjas.
The Burrito Bandito.
What's up, Batos?
Joins us from the other side of the glory hole. Now, let's get this party started with Double X Quantimino.
What's up, Gatos?
What's up, Gatos and Vatos? And Bitchos. Sup, Bitchos? Lawns.
So I've seen this guy mowing his lawn with an electric lawnmower.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
And he's dragging around a cord while he's mowing the lawn.
I mean, wild. That's
dangerous. Do you think it's because the battery's dead on the thing, or this is just the way it's designed?
I forgot to charge it.
No, they don't have.
I don't think they make them that are.
No, there's no dual powered? Charge. There's no dual charge.
What does that mean?
They don't have it to where you can have the, you plug in your lawnmower
and use
a battery. Oh. This guy just has a plug-in lawnmower.
They make those?
They still make those.
Wow.
People are running over their cord every day in this great nation.
You think
right?
So?
Have to be.
I think lawnmower's a little smarter. It goes about, 3 inches off the ground. So unless the cord...
No, I've run over other cords with a lawnmower. So if I've run over other cords with a lawnmower and it chops it up, then this would be chopped up.
You shouldn't be mowing lawns with an electric lawnmower.
I agree. I've never... I don't even believe that it exists. I've never seen one of these things.
An electric lawnmower?
No.
We used to have one.
No, one with a cord.
Yeah.
Oh, one with a cord.
A corded one.
That's crazy.
It was the worst one. Wow. Gas power all the way.
Mine's got batteries.
You got an Ego? Yeah.
No, I got a Makita.
Oh, whoa, shit.
Blue batteries?
I'm sorry.
Is that fancy pants?
A Makita?
Yeah.
They're the interchangeable
Jesus Christ.
Batteries.
Does it use the batteries that all the Makitas use?
Yeah.
Dude, that's pretty badass, actually.
That's the thing about those tools.
Yeah, so I already had a bunch of batteries for the tools, so I was like, well, if I get this, then, you know, I already got a stockpile of them.
Exactly.
So I was cutting the lawn with it.
It's really nice.
How many times do you have to change the battery?
I don't. I
really?
Did this last time because the batteries weren't charged all the way, but they make space to put 4.
Oh, whoa. Shit. Look out.
It sounds expensive.
Yeah. And so, well, they
are they
space
in series
four.
Or parallel?
It only uses 2 at a time.
Are they in series or parallel?
Ooh,
he's quizzing you, Dr. Smart Man.
Oh.
They both go down at the same time.
Whoa.
Damn.
That sounds hot.
Everybody needs
that.
That sounds sexy. At least once in your life.
I would assume, I mean, they could be either. But I think they're probably in series.
I couldn't possibly begin to know what you mean.
Yeah. My guess is series means one
parallel.
After the other. Like, one has to drain before the next one goes. Whereas parallels, they kind of get used at 50-50.
Going down at the same time,
sorta.
Draining. I mean,
kinda
what are we talking sorta. About here? Are we talking about
know.
Batteries?
Like, they're kind of like a team of energy versus, like, individual. Yeah.
Draining,
I mean,
the main
we're all
thing?
Teams.
It's,
batteries.
Yeah. Batteries, baby.
You
speaking of batteries...
What?
Did you have more to talk about your lawnmower burrito? I feel like you wanted to share more about it.
I was just going to say that it's interesting that in the U.S. we say batteries go dead, but in the U.K. they say batteries go flat. Have you noticed that?
I've never heard them say
go
flat.
Now I'm
going to hear it all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. They don't say batteries go dead. They say the batteries are flat.
It's funny, like when you don't know what someone's talking about, it just zooms past you. You don't even notice it. I'm sure I've heard that 100 times.
You infer what they meant, though.
But sometimes I don't. I'm like, oh, that sentence I'm not even thinking about.
I'm not even considering what you said.
I'm not going to consider that. I'm listening for the next sentence.
Yeah, we've already passed that. We're already past that.
It's wild, dude. That's etymology.
So they say, do you have a USB cord I can borrow? My battery's gone flat.
Well,
now you're just waiting for the next.
No, but if they're just saying.
You're just looking at them?
That's like because they're asking.
Give me the next sentence.
That's a pretty clear cut case. But
if you want me to know what you're talking about, give me the next sentence.
No, but if they're just telling a story, I'm like, oh, well, I don't know what that part of the story was.
Yeah, well, if people are telling stories, you really don't have to listen.
No.
Just wait for everyone else's reaction.
Yeah.
And they're like, I'm just telling you this story.
Damn.
Give me the next sentence.
Choose one superpower, super strength, mind control, telekinesis, fire, ice, invisibility. Fire, ice.
Invisibility.
No, well, invisibility makes it fire. I guess you shoot fire at people. You
can control fire.
To me, there's one obvious choice.
Super strength.
Oh, mind control. Mind dude. Control. Get someone else to do it. Dude.
Yeah, man.
Mind control.
What?
You can make telekinesis slavery too.
That's true. But what's the difference between mind control and telekinesis?
Body control is better than mind control.
Telekinesis.
That's
like,
pussy control.
Telekinesis is pussy control?
Yeah.
What's the difference between mind control and telekinesis? I mean,
telekinesis is you use your mind to control things, like move objects, people, things like that.
Telekinesis is about movement.
But can you use telekinesis for mind control?
No, but you can control their body to do what you want them to do.
You gotta control their mind to tell their body what
to do. That would be mind control.
Yeah.
I see.
Does Professor X telekinesis have better. Telekinesis and mind control?
No. You have to pick one.
He's asking for a friend.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, if you do telekinesis, they know that their body's being hijacked.
Yeah.
If you do mind control, you could be more sneaky about it, and it never comes back to you.
Right, but they have to have a mind. You have to be able to control something that has a mind.
Yeah, but you can control something that has a mind to pick up, to move the object that you want to move.
Quick sidebar question.
Please.
If flying or teleportation were choices on this list, would you change your mind?
Flying sounds pretty cool.
Teleportation is better than flying.
That's what I'm saying.
Infinitely better than flying.
You think so?
Infinitely.
I would absolutely do teleporting.
Yeah.
But have you heard about the, you know, there's like a problem where with teleporting, which is that you have to destroy your body.
You might end up with a fly's head.
All your atoms are destroyed every time you teleport, right? There's no other way to
that?
Do it.
Who
well, there's no
that?
Other way to do it, theoretically.
I mean, can you cross into another dimension?
Like, okay, that
go
is
across
way.
Time.
Right. Yeah, maybe.
But I think the Star Trek version. The Star Trek version is every time they teleport, their body gets torn apart and then reassembled.
Yeah. I didn't know you were
but
a
that wouldn't be painful.
Maybe not, but it's
if your nerves are done instantaneously, do you feel pain? No.
But you're dying and then you're being
depends.
Reborn.
Depends.
Time.
What if the soul's immortal?
There is no soul.
Yeah, what if you weren't dying but being born again?
Like Jesus.
Each time.
I mean,
no, each time
that
it's
show,
like a reset
button. They don't seem like they're in any pain.
Yeah, and if they don't seem like they're in pain,
then they're not.
It's just on repeat.
Anyway, sorry. I don't really know that much about the theory, but I've heard people, I've heard philosophers talk about the Star Trek teleporting problem.
You read Marcus Aurelius talking
Who's that?
About the Star Wars, the Stoic guy.
Oh yeah.
So flying teleportation outweighing mind control.
No. You know, I think teleportation would be better than mind control.
Yeah, because you could just, like, scream.
You can teleport into a pussy.
That would be... There would be some ethical questions about that.
All of those if you just appear, scenarios would have ethical
so no
questions
no other
attached.
Laws apply.
Oh, okay, so is this whole thing about pussy?
It could be. Superpower.
So do you
let's break down superpower.
Yeah?
What constitutes a positive result from a superpower?
Something happened that you want to happen but couldn't otherwise happen without your superpower?
Summarize in
it
one
depends
word.
Depends on if you're a superhero or a villain.
What's the difference?
Your morality burrito?
Yeah,
is that
listen,
the
let's
only
listen
difference?
To this guy.
Do you know any mind control superheroes?
Yeah, man. Professor X.
Archie?
Archie. Yeah.
Archie?
Is
you
that
ever
what Archie
heard
does?
Of him?
He's not really a superhero.
Jean Grey?
Is Archie because he got Betty and Veronica to like him?
Yeah,
that's
dude.
Right, man.
I mean, that
that's
has
mind
to be
control.
Mind control.
Archie!
Or pussy control. Let's put pussy control
has
on here.
To be.
I mean, that is what...
Yeah. Is that number one?
I mean, could you even leave the house if you had pussy control?
What would you?
What no, do you mean? Of course.
Let's say you can put a price on your pussy control.
What?
Like, you're making money off this.
Okay, so you're a pimp
like
now.
Pimpery.
Yeah, no, you're, yeah, sure. You're pimping yourself, but yeah.
Oh, I see.
You've
you're
turned
like
this
a,
into
the
a
ultimate
business.
Wingman. Guaranteed pussy control.
Oh, you're selling your services. Like a
one
Hitch.
One way or the
right.
other.
Like Hitch.
Shout out Will Smith.
Right.
Cuck.
You cuck.
I don't know, man. I think flying is the most ethically.
Most desirable.
It's fun and it's like not hurting anybody. You know?
Yeah, and you get plenty of pussy from being able to fly.
Yeah
dude, man.
You tell some bitch to latch on.
Uh-huh.
Free ride.
I can show you my balls.
Yeah. Guess what?
Suck
you're the magic
on them
carpet.
Or I'm dropping you.
It always comes back to coercion with you, doesn't it?
Look, it's hotter for her if there are steaks, okay? Free delivery!
So what does he do for a living while he's flying his magic carpet? He's delivering. Okay. Or the idea of you know, services good. Like...
You can get a job at Uber.
On your magic carpet.
Uber driver. Now that you can fly or teleport.
Yeah, man. The tips will be off the chain if you're like doing tricks and shit on the way home.
I'd be scared.
Nobody would give a shit about that, man. They just want their food. Teleporting would be better.
Oh, no. It's an Uber ride. This isn't food delivery.
I wouldn't hop on anyone.
No?
You wouldn't hop on someone's magic carpet for an Uber ride?
No, like a physical carpet.
Uber carpet.
Uber carpet.
I'd be scared as hell, dude.
Oh. Yeah.
But you don't think it's a profitable venture?
No, it is. There's some crazy people out there.
It'd have to be extraordinarily expensive.
Is Aladdin
expensive.
Driving?
No.
Or is someone dressed.
No, it's like a.
The carpet. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
It's live Jasmine.
Yeah.
Dude, y'all ever been to deadjasmine.com?
Oh, my
Not
God,
as good.
Dude. Tell us about it.
Wow. There's a bunch of webcams still.
But, wow, dude.
The ladies are a little cold. I'll tell you
they don't take requests.
They're
That's the big
frigid.
Difference. The big difference is they don't take requests on that side.
Yeah. Now, they also don't actually come on that one either. In Dead Jasmine or Live Jasmine, no one's coming.
Yeah, nobody's coming.
They could also be alive, but just dead fish.
Wow.
That's what I like to think.
I hate that.
That's even worse than a dead chick.
Yeah, give me the dead chick any day.
Hey, at least the dead fish is still alive,
and she won't do anything. Come on,
sit your little sexy ass down.
Your dead fish is still warm.
Jesus,
well, that's a good point.
So delivery, what the fuck delivery?
Yeah, so the idea of free delivery to me is there's no such thing as free delivery.
Wow,
what do you mean?
There's always
you're
a
paying
catch.
For it somehow.
Yeah,
what's that?
Let's talk about like fast food delivery, food delivery. It's okay. Like I'll deliver you this fast food, but you have to buy it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I know,
but you were going to buy that shit anyway.
What are you?
At least they can deliver it straight to my fucking face so I don't burn
well,
gas.
The food's not free, but the delivery is free.
Yeah, but I mean, is there tipping involved with this delivery?
No.
Surely not.
I got to worry about that shit.
Yeah.
But, okay, so, I mean, I'm going to tip every time on the delivery.
Yeah.
But with a free delivery, you're not more inclined to tip because
no.
You're like, I didn't know.
I got to stick to my guns. Otherwise, what am I, a hypocrite? And that's the worst part.
God, you really are a fucking... No, you're a soldier out there.
Yeah. You're I'm holding ass. The line. It's a hard line to hold. I'll tell you that
on
much.
The front lines.
Where are you at with that burrito when you get something
Wait,
delivered?
What was it?
Delivery.
I don't really get things delivered.
Yeah, I don't either.
Yeah,
he Me doesn't neither.
Yeah, you don't tip the fucking Amazon guy, do you?
No, I don't tip the Amazon
Or the
guy.
Postal what? Worker.
Tell me about...
Get out of here. Wow.
Let's break down your Amazon deliveries or any kind of subscription
six times
delivery.
A day. What do you
yeah,
think?
But it's fine. I'm sure that it's an average somewhere.
They bring me my food. They bring me my snacks.
Yeah, but do you think you're paying a premium to it that you have like a membership to like Prime or something like that?
Yeah.
To where it's not exactly free. You know what I mean?
Right, like, but it's like a Costco membership, right?
Yeah. I mean, you can get the Amazon deliver free if you're ordering
it's
enough.
It's a discount.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like they do provide like a free delivery, but again, is it really free or are you having to spend that much more for it?
Right. But I was going to spend that much anyway.
So I'm just hating the idea of like free delivery.
You think it's a gimmick, but it's a loss leader.
Maybe they're making up some of the loss of the free delivery from everyone else who's paying their shipping.
Do you think?
Maybe.
Yeah, probably.
They're just bolting it on.
I mean, they got a ton
Logistics
of customers,
yeah.
a ton of deliveries for people who aren't on Prime.
Yeah. And the logistics are down for them, right? I mean,
yeah,
we're
exactly.
bringing Amazon to the idea that they can just load up in neighborhoods like shit and like one van and just like drop
just
it
drop
all
it off,
off
in the middle
instead of having to have a delivery transaction from like a third party.
Yeah, exactly.
That's crazy like that, right?
Exactly. It's bulking, right?
Yeah.
Instead of hitting one place once a week,
yeah,
you're hitting 10 places every day.
Yeah. Do you think they're helping or hurting because of free delivery or the idea of free delivery?
I think
delivery?
It's almost break even.
So it's just a service provided?
Uh-huh. It's a differentiator.
Yeah.
And actually, they probably make money because...
More people use them because of that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And yeah, and the economies of scale, they've gotten the logistics down to where it's profitable. Because they use some of that money for video creation. So it's, and you know, your Prime membership isn't just for delivery.
Do you think they deliver cum?
On the next episode of Slam City Market. Damn it. How do you say that better? On the
Sorry,
next
I didn't know what to say.
Slam
I was just
Market.
Like, how do we get this to come? And I just, you know, did the best I
bet
I could.
They do.
Slam City Marketplace.
It all comes back around again.
Mm-hmm. Speaking about coming back around again.
Ooh.
White van scam in the Quantimino. Booba Gats is spotted in Hollywood circa 1992.
So I'm going to quote this webpage I was reading. The cost of the recording session was estimated at $200, but the band didn't have any money to cover the cost. In exchange for his services, the band gave Pickus a pair of stereo speakers, which they had purchased from a dude in a van a few months before the session.
No, dude.
How's this not the white band scam to the T?
Absolutely. What speakers were they?
What band was it?
They didn't specify, but if you had to guess the band, Brian McFly.
1992. Is it Nirvana had already blown up by then, right?
I believe so. Bleach was out after 92.
Hollywood.
This was lit.
No, it wasn't lit. I'll give you a hint. They're still putting shit out.
It's
like the Chili Peppers. You're close. You picked the right coast.
Yeah, I mean, this is Hollywood.
Right.
1992, there's
another band like Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Still pumping out shit.
Yeah. We've mentioned them multiple times before.
I'll
give you another hint. Gemini does not like this band at all.
Weezer?
Yeah.
Damn, dude.
I was going to say Weezer, but I didn't know they were from California.
They're not.
They
moved there, but they're from
some commune.
Connecticut. Yeah.
No.
Commune in Connecticut.
They're from Oklahoma. Nebraska.
Huh? That's Connecticut.
Is it Connecticut?
I believe so.
Okay. I thought it was like, no, it's Wisconsin, dude. Rivers is from Wisconsin.
Man, you're just making that up.
I could be wrong.
Yeah.
We'll never know.
That was a recent read, but it's funny Gemini said the whole commune thing because they did grow up in a commune for a little bit.
Yeah, man.
Isn't that crazy?
That's why you get a name like Rivers.
Rivers and Leaves.
I hate commune parents, dude.
Yeah, they make Weezer.
No, that's the only good thing that's ever come out of a commune.
Commune?
Dude.
Wow, if that's the only good thing, well, I got something to tell you. Nothing good has ever come out of a commune.
Fine.
David Koresh?
Yeah, what about cool. Dave Koresh?
That was pretty
Monkey's
cool.
Out of the bottle, man.
Wow. Waco, shout out. Is that the first mention of Waco on this podcast?
No, baby.
I feel like Waco might have been chimed a couple times.
I think we covered the shootings.
Oh, yeah.
Waco, my airplane. Waco, my airplane. My skin is burning.
Oh, yeah, the Twin Peaks shooting?
Were you guys singing Filter?
I feel like a newborn.
Kick it and scream it. You like made it way more hard than it is.
I made a Rob Zombie. It's featuring
song
Rob Zombie.
Is familiar.
Yeah, it sucks.
I like it, dude.
It's
if it came on right now, I would enjoy it.
What's the name of that song again?
Wake Up My Airplane.
Picture? No.
Yeah, it's something like that. Yeah.
Photograph?
You ought to make my picture. Cause I'll remember.
I feel like you made it like Gregorian.
Yeah,
just
call like
something.
Take
yeah,
a picture.
My vocal cords wouldn't shift, so I just kind of like did a minor.
Or it was like Arabic, actually. It was like,
oh yeah, it's not the 12 note scale. It's somewhere in between.
Yeah, it's like system polyharmonic, man. Shit.
Yeah, speaking of 12 note scales,
sure. Calling all Casanovas and Don Juans.
Juan,
all right, tell me about this.
Yeah, so like you meet a girl for like the first time, and you invite her over for dinner.
Sure.
Okay. Now you're gonna cook something for this girl, or
skip that step, but
yeah, he doesn't feed the strays, bro.
Hypothetical,
he don't feed the strays, yeah, bro.
You have to at this point,
okay?
And yeah,
like, you've gone along the timeline far enough to where you have to do this.
You okay. have to do this, man.
Yeah, so you have to make dinner for her.
You have to,
or you guys can make dinner together. You know,
no,
however
you have
want
to make dinner.
So you're making it, yeah. Answer that first question.
Yeah.
You making it, Brian?
Fine. If
burrito?
I have to,
yeah. I mean, or you can, both can make it together. You're not I gonna mean, make. You're
Either
not going
to
collaborate.
What would you prefer?
You could almost coax her to make it herself.
My druthers would be for me to cook and she would do the dishes.
Shit.
That's my druthers.
He's making deals. This guy's making deals.
That's my druthers.
I can't cook, so she'll have to do it.
Wow.
You want to do dishes?
I just prefer a woman to cook for me.
You're right.
I hear that.
That's just how I was raised.
Yeah, but you'd invite her over.
I just want to see her pregnant ass, dude, in there.
Barefoot. Hey, take your motherfucking socks
your
off when you're in my kitchen,
socks
bitch.
Off, dude.
Oh, barefoot.
Yeah, blacken up them feet, dog.
Yeah, let me see the, yeah. Let me get those baby feet prints.
I didn't sweep for a reason.
Yeah. In fact, go fucking take a lap.
Take it on,
come back
take a
when
damn
you got
lap,
some,
get your mind right.
Yeah, when you got some fucking Wilma Flintstone feet.
So, rewind it like 5 minutes. She just shows up and somehow you coax her into doing the
making
cooking.
Dinner.
Like, how do you convince her that you can't cook? Like, or tell her that you can't cook?
I'll say, hey, if you want dinner tonight, hey, we're having fried eggs.
Are you hummery?
Yeah, are you hummery?
Well, then if you're hummery,
I can make you two fried eggs.
You should get your ass in the kitchen and make us some food.
That's
what you're
making? Yeah, that's all I can make.
All right. I want to hear Burrito's answer.
Yeah, he's done with
that's
you.
That's a real Don Juan right here.
Yeah, we'll
I
go
like
to the
cook.
Yo, yeah, tell us about it. Yeah, we got a Juan. Fucking studio Shit. Full of cucks, dude. 1, 2, 3 cucks.
Nah, man.
The only cucks.
We're just creative as fuck.
The only non-cuck. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. 2.5 cucks.
Depends on the day.
Tell All us right. about a burrito.
All right, go ahead, dude. You fucking modern man.
Tell you what.
You avocado metrosexual. You metrosexual.
Avocado fucking toast.
You fucking metrosexual.
Just let him answer, guys.
Arthur's like yelling, and then as it's soon like, as he stops yelling, he goes, let him talk.
Listen, guys.
Listen.
He's got an answer, guys.
All right, go ahead, burrito.
Well, what was the question?
First date. First date at your place.
Yeah.
What are you cooking her?
Oh, what am I cooking?
Shit. So he is cooking.
A curry?
Yeah.
No, not curry.
Curry.
I mean. In a hurry.
Let's say she's Korean.
Yeah, she's Korean.
You
want
her shitting herself, dude, while you're fucking her?
Yeah.
I can't cook
You want her vomiting
curry.
Noodles
no,
all over
like,
your face?
Oh, I thought you were Korean.
No!
Oh my god, dude. That creaky ass laugh.
What are you cooking?
Yeah, dude.
Creaky ass.
Hot seat.
Like something fancy? I don't know. Maybe
no,
like
it's up you're going man. Fancy?
You can cook some tacos.
What's your best dish?
This yeah, what's getting impression. You wet?
First impression.
What's getting you wet?
Think about it.
Him wet or her wet?
Him.
Like a Chinese roast pork.
Jesus hey, Christ. He's getting his fuck? Cock greased.
With some green tea noodles. So
Whoa,
good.
Oh, God. Shit. And a side of bok choy.
Homemade?
Sounds fancy, right?
You know, maybe I'm noodles? Coming over, dude.
Yeah.
Bok choy for some bok joy?
Oh, wow. Bok choy for some bok joy.
No, that's not a stretch, dude. That's fucking good. Bok choy for some bok joy? That's easy,
hey,
dude.
We're getting a review.
No, that's
it up
a layup.
Say it again.
I'm out.
Boxed joy?
It's,
no!
It's great, but
no,
it sucks.
No, box joy. Joy from a box.
Like pussy.
Bok choy for box joy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to trade bok choy for some box joy.
No, he's starting a Chinese restaurant called bok choy for box joy.
It's a restaurant.
You could just call it box joy.
Yeah.
You could.
But now it's just a massage parlor.
Or a lingerie shop.
And then Robert Kraft's going to show up, and you're going to fucking Jake his fucking dirty old dick.
What are you cooking, burrito?
Dude, that guy
said.
Has like
billions
of dollars.
No, I was going to say,
he's
he
got
looks,
cheese money.
He looks like his face, his head looks like the head of a dwarf with the body of a non-dwarf.
Yeah.
Right. He has like kind of a Oompa Loompa head.
I repeated the question,
you can
burrito.
That,
it's fine.
It's his face.
What's the dessert?
Dessert.
Tiramisu.
You know what? I don't really make dessert.
No, you're buying
Shit.
It, though.
Cock meat salad.
Oh, cock meat salad.
It's an amuse-bouche.
No, it's a, that's a, that would be a...
Dessert.
Ice cream.
Powder. Ice cream.
Digestive.
Homemade? Or your favorite flavor?
A gastric.
Ooh.
A gasket.
I like salted caramel ice cream.
Shit.
Kind of a basic bitch flavor, if I'm being honest.
It wins everyone
really?
Over.
Well, I think with the Chinese roast beef, what's it called?
How dare you talk to his girlfriend that way?
That's after dessert.
Yeah, that's after dessert. It's a Chinese roast beef.
But didn't you say, or Chinese roast?
Yeah.
So, I mean, after something weird
pork.
Like that.
Pork.
Chinese pork?
Chinese roast,
roast pork.
Pork.
Yeah, Chinese roast pork.
So, after something like that, I think you can have a simple ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
No that's offense, cool, dude. Sorry
like
for sticking up for burrito. Sorry
like
for sticking up for my boy.
Look, so this is how Brian's getting around it. He's like, he asked her to come over for dinner, mm-hmm. said he's going to make it. As soon as she shows up, he says, I actually lied to you. I don't know how to cook.
Ooh.
But I bought all the ingredients.
Hey, man, I was thinking that same exact thing, but I wanted to hear it from Brian.
Yeah. Just be cute with it, man.
Yeah, just like.
I don't know how to do it, so we have to do it together.
You can do that.
You have to do it?
Yeah.
You really want her to.
Could you show me how to do it?
Something like
that. See, that's more cute than just saying, actually, I can't cook, I do have the ingredients, so how about you get going?
What if you get to stepping? Why don't you
get to stepping,
bitch? I was told you like 15 minutes ago.
Yeah. Shit. So.
I was hoping you'd show up on time, but here we are.
Move.
But here we are.
This sounds like a psychotic thriller.
Really?
What's the movie's name?
Cooked. No. Well done.
Dinner for two.
Dinner for two.
Yeah. Box joy.
Box Joy.
That's a good one.
The cultiest cult grocer in America.
Speaking of groceries.
Damn, dude. Are you turning on HEB?
No, I'm not turning. This is like some op-ed shit editorial. Oh, my God.
Eater.com? Yeah. 2018?
Yeah, man.
Okay, let's talk about it.
No, but like,
look at back in time.
I got that Subway. Nah, in the article, they were number 12, but now they're like number 6.
Bo.
How crazy is that? But the weird thing is that it's three behind Publix. And I'm wondering, why is that?
Because you've never been to a Publix. Oh my God, look at this guy.
Oh, shit.
Wow,
dude.
He's chilling.
Yeah, sucking the cock of
HEB. Sold his soul.
he's drinking out of HEB glass.
HEB is a superior grocery experience.
It's a 5K.
Wow. Of course, dude.
They sponsored it.
Dude, you have two cults represented on that glass. The cult of running.
The cult of feeling good about your good body.
Yeah,
and the cult of butt.
Fuck up.
And the cult of butt.
It was a 5K at a brewery, so I drank a lot of beer after it.
They should make you run around the brewery, right?
Yeah, they did. It was just a little lap around the brewery.
A little lap around a big brewery.
You should have to chug a beer and then do the thing with a bat where you spin around the bat.
I've never done that kind of 5K, but those exist.
Beer runs. Every lap you get a beer.
Yeah.
Really? Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
That's beer run.
That's cute.
Yeah, it's real cute.
So, or like a beer mile or something.
Beer mile.
That's even cuter.
That's only 4 laps, though. Four beers.
Is that clever, though? Beer mile? Is that a pun of something?
No.
Okay.
Well, you're running a mile as fast as you can, and you do like 400, then you chug a beer, another 400, you chug a beer.
Until you throw up, but that's pretty fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You grease the track for everybody else.
Shit. Are people throwing up?
Absolutely.
Publix, is there one here in the state of Slam City?
No.
I think it's a Florida chain.
Oh, it's not Northeast or anything?
No.
I thought it was a North thing.
I think it's state specific.
If it's Northeast, there's more
density.
Concentration?
So maybe that's why it's more popular.
Like then you Safeway. Have Philadelphia, Safeway you number one?
No, I don't think Publix is there.
Who's
I think
number
it's a
one?
Florida thing. I don't know. It wasn't a grocery store. I just noted. What?
Because this is cultiest cult grocer in America. How's it not a grocery store?
HEB and Publix are grocery stores, but they weren't they were only 3 and 6 on like a top 100
list.
Yeah,
well, what's number one?
It's not a grocery store. It's like another private company.
I'm asking you. Why is the cultiest cult grocer in America not a grocery store?
What's this list? No, list of America's largest private companies.
That's just the top.
He's referencing two separate things.
Yeah.
He's referencing the cult. You already know?
No.
Oh, okay. He's referencing the cultiest cult grocer in America, which is a Eater article. And then he says, for the sake of a reference 5-year-old article, HEB has moved up to number 6 on the Forbes list of America's largest private companies.
So HEB is the cultiest grocery store.
When we're using the word cultiest, forget the numbers. We're talking about how their fans feel about their presence.
Yeah, so it's number one on that list.
Like Publix being more of like this utilitarian idea, like an iPhone.
Right.
It's like it's popular because that's like the accepted grocery store of Florida or something.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Publix.
Like where we're here, we have choices. You can go to HEB or Walmart or Whole Foods or, you know, name it. There's Food Lion and shit like that.
Food Lion?
Yeah, like Sprouts. In Houston or some shit like that. Sprouts is not.
I think in terms of cultiness, dude, Bucky's. Is Bucky's more culty than HEB?
Yeah, it's not a grocery store.
I know, but just in terms of cultiness.
Busey's?
No, I'm talking private companies here.
Busey's a private, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah.
So this cultiest cult grocer, what's drew you to this?
Oh,
we haven't really talked about what this means.
I really feel like we're all part of that cult.
Cult of HEB?
Yeah, like can you really say bad about HEB that outweighs the good?
No.
It's hard, but I
They got HE Buddy Bucks, and you don't have to be a kid to get them. You don't have to be a kid to get them. Ask me how I know.
HE Buddy Bucks?
Yeah, man. They have like kid vending machines.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
They accept HE Buddy Bucks?
Yeah, you pay with Buddy Bucks and it spits out points. And for those points, you get prizes.
Oh my God. Dude.
Ask me how I know.
Yeah. when you go through the line, you can just ask for a Buddy Buck.
How many Buddy Bucks do you get per visit?
Depends on cuteness.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, dude.
If you were like hella cute, they'll give you like 5.
Or if you're really insistent, they'll give you 5.
Cough it up.
I'm not moving.
You stick them up, dude.
I'm not fucking moving,
you
man.
Stick up an HEB for Buddy
Bucks.
I asked
for just 2.
Damn,
what's
dude.
The policy? What's the store policy?
Now, Burrito, yeah, me and the Bandito are going to go to HEB and tell them to give us all their Buddy Bucks.
I think it also depends on the cashier. Where are you guys at with that?
Yeah. Some of them are
checking out. How do you rate these cashiers before you get in their lines?
Do you guys also look at go to the hot chick line?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's always the longest line. And then when the guy in front of you doesn't have 10 items, you're like, you motherfucker.
Well, there's some algebra. You know, you're like, it's...
It's three cans.
Variables?
Is that just one?
There's some different variables.
I always go to the self-checkout line.
I mean, you're still at the hottest chick line.
Yeah, because... Right. What do you mean?
You know.
Okay.
They're all fat dudes.
Okay.
Or maybe he's the hottest chick. He is cooking dinner, right?
Who, Bandito?
Yeah, man.
Damn, dude.
He's the prettiest bitch in this. Green tea noodles.
Yeah, you might be fucking yourself that night, too.
Yeah, dude.
Are these soba noodles? You like them thick?
Yes.
Shit.
They are soba? Buckwheat?
Soba noodles aren't thick, though. You're thinking of udon.
Yeah, I'm sorry, dude. You're thinking of udon.
Yeah. Yeah, you dumb bitch.
Shit. Yeah, you dumb fucking idiot.
You ever heard of the difference of udon and soba, you dumb bitch?
I don't know.
Basic noodle technology. Jesus Christ. Next, you're going to say angel hair is the same as damn spaghetti? Get the fuck out of here. Rotini is also different. Did you know that? Just name pastas. Let's do a round. Name a pasta.
Okay, I'm in.
Go.
Rotini.
Burrito.
Macaroni.
Spaghetti.
Oh, linguine.
Nice.
Fettuccine.
Vermicelli.
Lasagna.
Angel hair. We haven't talked about it yet in this game.
Yeah, right? Spaghetti.
You gotta call that spaghetti.
No, you
did. I did.
What?
Rewind the tape, bitch.
Lasagna. I just said lasagna.
So Arthur lost?
Yeah.
Fuck you. You are a pasta bitch.
You're an imposter.
That's not an imposter. That's just someone that lost the game.
You an imposter. Like, that was double X quantitative.
Imposter.
Imposter.
Imposter. You can't say it.
Ulutea's Financial Advisors. When you gotta move some weight, why wait? Julio paid diversified holdings. Flat rate. Always great. Julio gets it done. Call Julio test today. I regret it tomorrow. Julio test. And this is the news.
Yeah, you put a little stink on that,
Julio test.
The Julio test today. It really tickled me.
A little bit of a stink.
It tickled me, dude. I'm tickled
pink.
Imposter.
This is the news.
Hello, welcome to the news.
Rutgers scientists identify substance that may have sparked life on Earth.
Tell us about it, Gemini!
The name of that substance?
Come.
Mana?
Nickelback.
Oh my god.
Look at this photograph!
Bro, I lost my headphones.
It spawned life of Earth as we know it.
What does that mean? What are you talking
about? It's
just
a substance called Nickelback. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Really?
Shit.
That's why I put it in here.
Yeah, but it doesn't say it anywhere on this
paper. The sheet.
It's in the white papers. It says Nickelback.
Did they name it after the band?
I don't think so. I think the band was named after...
That would be crazy.
Chad Kroger
is just like loves
Kroger's
evolution.
Fame.
Yeah, I think there's an extra E in there. But I think...
You don't think Chad Kroger's famous?
What do you mean?
Chad Kroger of Kroger's fame.
What's your question? Is he famous or is he of the Kroger's fame?
He is of Kroger's fame.
He is.
It's funny what you're saying about Chad Kroger, because remember we were talking about Avril Lavigne, right?
Oh,
before
we
started recording. Just quick one.
Yeah.
Quick DXQ answer.
Arthur he posed a question for me.
I asked Brian McFly if he could marry Avril Lavigne but would have to take her last name, would he?
I said, well, first of all, she's an old bitch, so I'm already pissed going into it.
Yeah.
Opportunity Avril.
But she's still cute.
Opportunity Avril. That's the name of this operation.
Yeah.
We're going.
Operation Opportunity Avril.
Operation Opportunity Avril. Gotta find Avril Lavigne and get her to fall in love with Brian.
Already falling in love. She's trying to convince me to fucking marry her. And I say, hey, that's not what this is about.
But she said, what is it about Brian McFly?
Especially your old ass box, bitch.
Tell
box
me about
boy!
My box, Brian McFly, is what she says next.
Box joy.
Yeah. Box joy. Tell me about my box.
If I fell in love with her, you know, she is still cute.
Punk rock princess.
She's a punk rock princess. She's a big part of my, you know, my adolescence.
Years.
How many times did you jack off to Avril Lavigne as a kid?
At least three times.
At three. Least. He has
vivid
memories.
Yeah, but she never, like, showed any skin and stuff.
She showed her belly button.
Yeah, but that wasn't doing much for me.
What? Are you laughing about
jacking off to the belly button?
Okay, I get it now. I see why you're laughing.
Stop it.
I don't quite understand why.
It's just funny shit.
It's just innocuous.
To jerk off to a belly button.
Yeah, yeah. That's like, am I fucking all you Muslim? Fucking need? That's all you fucking need.
No, dude.
Jesus Christ, you don't need to see somebody die to have an orgasm.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'd hate to know what's going on in your head, Gemini, when you're coming.
You don't have to see somebody die covered in shit.
Dude, it's just like the Ring video is going on in your head when you fucking come, dude.
Yeah. Damn. I got 7 days. Would you watch the Ring video?
So what was the deal with that? Is it like a good video or something?
I think it was Gangnam Style.
No, but you're saying like in real life, if you had the Ring video, would you watch it?
Yeah.
And what is it? The situation? Just curiosity? Like you get a killed the cat? You
get some kind of curse from watching it.
Yeah, you get a curse from watching
it. Yeah.
But would you watch it?
Why would I watch it?
To get that curse.
If I know there's a curse.
It. Because you have it.
Yeah. Do these people know? Like, let's just talk about the plot of The Ring real quick.
Yeah, it's just a banger ass video. Is this legit video?
Where are you at with the Ring burrito or Ringu?
Is this Kill Bill Volume 2?
It's Ringu, right?
That.
Ringu.
With Naomi Watts.
I like Naomi Watts a lot.
Remember Naomi Watts?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, she was hot.
Ditto?
Yeah.
She's still kind of a hot grandma.
She is a hot grandma.
Australian?
Right? Yeah, she's British.
Right? Right? The cat?
Yeah.
Naomi.
Naomi. Do you think her batteries get flat?
Wet?
No.
She keeps them fresh.
Naomi twat.
Oh!
No, it was right there the whole time.
Okay, what are we talking about here?
I don't fucking know.
Okay. We're talking about boneless wings.
Oh, yeah.
Man sues Buffalo Wild Wings because he says their boneless wings are actually chicken nuggets.
Preach. I fucking love this man.
Preach.
He's taking up the torch. Says,
he says the label boneless wings is misleading because it implies that the product is a chicken wing that has simply been deboned.
Fucking thank you.
Oh, yep.
Bitches, man. Put a Y
Buffalo
in there.
Wild Wings has a
put
response.
A Y in there.
What do you mean?
Wings, W-Y-N-G-Z.
Oh, I see.
So I know the difference.
But Buffalo Wild Wings tweeted a response to this.
Tell us about it, burrito! Yes.
This is going to get their asses sued.
They said, it's true. Our boneless wings are all white meat chicken. Our hamburgers contain no ham. Our buffalo wings are 0% buffalo.
Oh, they're getting cute.
Oh, do they know that hamburgers come from Hamburg, Germany, and that buffalo's a fucking flavor?
I think they do know that. I think they're trying to do something called comedy.
Well,
I
you think, know what?
How do you feel about corporations doing comedy?
I hate it.
Yeah.
Yeah, ad people... Oh my God.
The worst.
The worst bullshit. People. And they think they're the funniest people on earth. These fucking cunts.
You know, ad people would be famous stand-up comedians if they just put in the work.
I doubt it.
Yeah, but that's what they think.
Yeah, they say, you know what? I just don't have the time with
you
all
the
ad work.
You know
what?
All the ad works that I'm doing.
I do a lot of ad works. I don't
I
have
do
time
a
for
lot
the open
of ads.
Mics.
I can't run the circuit because of my ad work.
Yeah.
Plus, I get paid over here.
Yeah, dude.
This guy has also filed at least three other class action lawsuits.
Oh, that's kind of a full-time job.
He's
kind of a litigator.
He's claiming that the quote-unquote natural label on Tom's Wicked Fresh Mouthwash.
Hell yeah.
Hell yes.
Quote-unquote high in fiber label on Kind Granola are
this man.
This guy is a
this
sniper.
This man is a man.
He is sniping the all the
and
sacred
the
cows, dude. What?
Hefty shouldn't label its bags as quote-unquote recycling bags because they are not recyclable.
Trump!
You're an asshole.
So this guy
is Gemini Jackson.
Yeah, he's like doing the work. He's sitting there like he has a notebook. He goes, okay, what about
he's going to the grocery store doing fucking
Hellman's mayo.
Is that from hell?
No, that doesn't work. He's basically like a stand-up comedian. He's like writing jokes. He's like, okay.
Yeah.
Let's see. I can't think of anything else.
Tombstone Pizza. Nobody died for this.
These are the ones that didn't make the cut.
Yeah, we're just, you know, we're riffing here. We're trying to find any kind of endpoint.
So how are you going to steal $432,000 worth of crabs?
What?
Man charged for impersonating Stanwood Safeway agent stealing $432,000 worth of crab. He didn't actually steal it.
What'd he do with it?
He did order it, but he never picked it up. He couldn't because he got arrested.
For what?
Oh.
Or impersonating the Safeway agent.
Is this? Are you saying that telling the truth?
Oh. Yeah. Okay. He didn't actually get the crab, but it did get delivered, and they paid for it because it
you
was
ordered.
Ordered.
Yeah.
Wow.
It sounds like a mix-up in the story.
I don't understand. So he got imprisoned for impersonating an agent.
Who ordered $430,000.
Okay, so just the order of what happened. He ordered the crab.
Yeah, he's pretending to be this
he's
ordering agent.
He's pretending to be the ordering agent for Safeway.
For this much crab
and
to
orders $432,000 worth of crab.
He gets charged with impersonating a Stanwood Safeway agent. He did not get charged for the... This is a confusing...
Yeah, I don't think he got charged with that, too. These interstate transportation of stolen property charges.
They tacked that on. I see.
Yeah. What is this,
amateur? Throw the book at him!
Did it become clear to the delivery agent when they pulled up to a residential house?
Yeah, just put it in my swimming pool. Oh, they're not alive? Oh, this is going to be a problem.
Isn't a regular bathtub enough?
Yeah. Yeah, he tries to put him in his fucking bathtub.
And his sink.
It's like 30 gallons. Yeah,
fills up the fridge. Fills up the sink.
Crab's the freezer. I hate crab.
You hate crab?
I don't hate it, but I'm just like, I can only do so much
high
crab.
High effort for low reward.
Well, not even that. Even anything that tastes like crab, I'm just like, ew.
Stop eating box joints.
Crustaceans, yeah. Dude.
Pussy crabs.
I would rather eat pussy crabs than regular crabs.
Hey, ladies.
I don't know about that.
Knock them up.
Brian McFly.
City of Newark falls for sister city scams. You've fallen for a sister city scam.
Yeah, she's like, she told me she was my sister, but then she wasn't. And I was like, that's a fucking scam.
Why did I even pay for this engagement?
Yeah, wait, you're not my sister.
You're not my sister, damn
it's
it.
It's a Craigslist. It's like, only sisters of mine apply.
Yeah, what a wild ad. What a wildly specific ad.
Yeah.
How many sisters do you have? I don't know. My dad was a philanderer. I'm trying to find you.
Yeah, it's like an inspirational movie. You know, like they have these movies where they try to find...
Oh, my God, dude. Missing relatives. Oh, it's Ancestry.com. He gets his DNA test, but he thinks it's Match.com. It's and he starts messaging her.
No, he knows it's not Match.com, but it's his own personal Match.com.
Right.
So
no, he has a brain injury. So he thinks it's Match.com.
You're taking the agency out of this. I want it to be a guy who loves fucking his family.
And she also loves fucking family, but I think that would take
Lord
it away
willing,
from it,
inshallah.
Right? You don't think that would take away from it if she was into it?
No. No, I don't. I'm not a pervert. I don't like rape stuff. I only like incest. Consensual incest stuff.
Consensual incest stuff does it for you.
I don't know. I've seen the videos. I've never done it in person.
Not unconsensual. That's why you put the ad up.
Yeah, I was just trying to give it a shot.
Yeah, they say if, wherever you want, man. You know, you put it into the universe, and the universe will answer back.
And then she scammed me, which brings us back to the Sister City scam.
Sister City scam, right. you got scammed at Slam City. Anyway.
Yeah.
There was an African nation, right, a city in Africa that wanted to be city sisters with Newark, New Jersey.
A common practice amongst cities.
They got through the whole damn ceremony.
There's a ceremony.
There was a committee. Kind of, yeah.
Wow.
And then found out they didn't exist.
Oh no!
Whole city.
It was a joke.
It may have been a joke, or maybe a scam to get some free tickets to Newark, New Jersey.
Turns out Burrito Town does not exist.
Damn, Burrito Town, what? South Africa, not a place.
Burrito Bird, dude. Wow. R.I.P.
Cool, man.
That's all I had, man.
R.I.P. Newark.
All right, I brought this for Gemini Jackson. Calculators worth over $40,000 stolen in spree of New York school burglaries.
Damn, New York ain't got no calculators.
I got something for you.
Calculators are expensive.
Tell us about it, Brian.
Well, I don't know. Anyway, I will tell you, I knew a guy in my high school. There was a guy, his mom was a teacher. So he kind of had an in.
Oh.
So after school one day, he snuck in, stole hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of laptops.
What?
I don't know how much. Maybe like 100,000.
How many laptops did he take? And I can tell you how much it would have been worth.
I don't know. He stole a bunch of crap and he got caught. And
of course.
I don't think he ever did jail time or anything.
He was a kid.
But I will tell you,
he returned the laptops?
This guy. I mean, maybe this is too much information because...
It's very specific.
It's a guy who played, I'm not going to say exactly who he is or anything.
Sure.
But he was a big pitcher in the MLB.
Wow.
Turned out to be a star, baseball star.
He's a baseball star now.
Now he is.
But he, back in the day, you knew him as...
I knew him when he was a laptop thief.
You knew him as Ronnie Laptop Thief.
Yeah. So,
but now look at him. Look at little Ronnie all grown up thinking he's better than all of us. All of a sudden, you can throw a ball. Now you ain't got to lift laptops. You grew out of us. You forgot where you came from, Ronnie Laptop Thief.
It's nice, dude. Normally, people who steal laptops, they're not successful. Like, that's the biggest.
No.
What's that?
You can steal laptops and be successful.
How so?
I don't know.
Ronnie Laptop Stealer did it.
That's true, but it just feels like.
If you never get caught,
that's true. If you're good at stealing laptops, you can rise up.
That's why he had to learn to throw a curveball, because he's bad at stealing laptops.
He's like, yeah.
I got to learn some useful skills. What can I do? What can I do? He's he just had a condition. He had a tick. That he would just throw a ball against the wall as hard as he could.
Damn.
Like, that's how he developed the
what
skill.
What could I possibly do with the skill?
Mm-hmm.
I had a thought about these calculator thieves.
Yeah. He said, get away from me, Dad. He threw it. He's like, oh my God, that was a Hummer 10 miles an hour, son. The old Lonnie laptop thieves getting a major league deal, baby. All right, sorry, I'm going away with that.
That's cool, man. Back to the calculator thieves.
Tell me about it.
So I was just thinking about how these kids got a clue in it.
Uh-huh.
Like, think about the whole classroom situation. We're going to do some calculator practice or something as part of the curriculum.
Yeah.
What is the teacher going to say about these calculators?
These are very expensive. You need to be careful.
Right? Oh, that's where the fucking light bulb goes off on these fucking kids.
These are expensive. I could probably sell them for a lot of money.
Yeah.
Smart kid.
There's this one big tub. There's like, what, 100 of them in there?
Yeah, she wheels out the cart of calculators.
And I guess they must have figured out the system to get that many calculators.
Are these calculators?
Oh my God, dude.
The what?
Nah. You know? I don't know. I went by a building one time and it was NIH.
NI.
Oh. Yeah, NIH.
No, it's TI.
They're TI.
Oh, they're TI?
I had to take a diarrhea dump on that. Like extra steamy and spicy.
Oh, what? Sorry,
yeah,
dude.
Gooey, like a volcano. I was just making sure they weren't,
Do you realize how hard it is for me to not finish that? Yeah,
it's probably very difficult. I know you're trying to get into heaven, dude.
I don't get it.
Calculators, man. Calculator.
In the Bronx.
$432,000, though.
$440,000, dude.
Was it 432
was the crabs, man.
Nah, switch them up.
Okay.
Let's talk about that many calculators.
That's a lot of calculators.
Talk about a fucking operation.
Yeah.
How many calculators is that?
2,000.
You think this game console sells the Raw Dogs?
We didn't have any failures. Omaha nonprofit hoping to relaunch Raw Dogs Youth Gang Group Prevention. Raw Dogs Youth... Damn, hold on. Raw Dogs Youth Corps Gang Prevention... Said it's time to bring the program back after a spike in youth violence.
Okay, how long has it been? I mean, was this before we started using Raw Dog in a different
connotation? No, I think it was from 2018 to 2020.
Wow.
And the pandemic halted operations. They're like, you know what? You know what these motherfucking teens need? Some Raw Dog intervention, man.
All right, listen, Raw Dog.
Hey, Utes.
Thanks for coming to the Raw Dog meeting. Let me just tell you something, okay? I know you get your kicks out there on the street. You get your kicks from doing crime. You get a thrill from it. But let me tell you about another thrill. It's called fucking women without condoms.
Now, check it out. Hey, hear me out.
Hear me out. Just as fun. It's just as risky.
Better.
Or if not better, thank you.
Yeah, exactly. You want to ride a fucking razor's edge?
Yeah.
Test your pull-out game, son.
You wanna risk your entire life and freedom?
I don't think it's really like that much of a risk.
You're right. You could just leave.
You could just leave.
Raw dogs.
Raw dogs. A train carrying corn syrup derails in Arizona.
Yeah.
It's like an overturned lorry,
it
man.
It is like, but
to... Extra level.
Exactly. It's like a lorry on tracks, if you think about it.
Wow, dude. A lorry on crack? That's it. I just brought that in for you, Art.
Appreciate it.
That was the news.
That was the news.
Food truck fanboys, you haven't lived until you've conquered the crazy one. Intergalactic Bubba Runner Bubba Gap serves you everything. Then the crazy one. Infinite calories for a not so infinite price.
$9.95.
Best bring your appetite because the crazy one has
everything.
You want substitutions?
No!
Don't give up your much earned cred by asking for no pickles and no onions. Bubba won't hold the mayo because it wouldn't be the crazy one if it didn't have everything. So next time you've got a craving for clout that will get your feet wet. Find the most badass food truck in the galaxy and order the crazy one from Bubba Gets.
I'm Bubba Gets, and I get it, so get it.
Dynamite. Oh, wow, I can watch what you're doing.
You know, Slam Citizens, Burrito has always dreamed of being a Japanese muskmelon farmer. Despite not being Japanese and vowing not to shower to develop his own musky smell further. So grab your melon ballers because these headlines are a real scoop. This... is Burrito's Nippon News.
I know we don't have much time. Segment with this.
Segment.
We don't have much time, but I've never seen your soundboard before.
Yeah.
And it's like the old Windows Media Player.
This is Windows XP.
I used to get high and just listen to like Red Hot Chili Peppers and watch this this little thing going.
It's awesome.
Man.
How'd that treat you?
It fucking rules.
Winamp had a much better one.
Have the milk drop plug-in, dude?
Oh, some shit like that. I had Winamp, but I never watched his thing.
You know, it really whips the llama's ass.
Yeah. Radiohead had to eat that shit.
Winamp really whips the llama's ass.
What is that?
That was their tagline.
Like after you install the program, Winamp. Yeah, you fired it up for the first time.
It whips the llama's ass.
It plays this
audio. That's random, dude.
Yeah, that was
back when people were random.
That was like everybody's first MP3 was that.
You think?
Like, you just didn't know. It was installed with Winamp.
Yeah.
But you just didn't know it was there.
Do you remember everyone's first like Windows video?
Do what now?
Do you remember everyone's first Windows video? Like when they started to show video files. You're going to love this one. We just talked about them earlier.
Oh.
There was like kind of two of them, I think. No, that was an audio file.
It came with the
Windows.
It was just an example file of a video on Windows, and it was a music video.
Yeah. Reason?
Yeah, Buddy Holly.
Yes.
That's why I know he came from Wisconsin. When I said that, at the very beginning it says...
No, that's
Winosha,
Happy Days.
Winosha, Wisconsin zone. Weezer.
No, that's like a Happy Days reference.
Oh, Happy Days is Winosha,
Wisconsin.
Damn,
you got missed out on this. Oh,
hey,
no.
We're correcting you for the rest of your life.
You got.
Yeah, really? That is if Rivers is Weezer. Sorry, Burrito. We derailed this like a corn syrup train.
Okay.
Back to Japan.
Back on the train tracks.
Back to muskmelons.
Yeah, what the fuck's a muskmelon?
Talk about it, Burrito!
Muskmelon is like the overarching family where that cantaloupes are in.
Who the hell are you calling a cantaloupe, you watermelon? That's a Saved by the Bell. You remember that one?
No.
So Screech and Screech and Lisa Turtle were going to get eloped.
R.I.P. Dustin Diamond.
Mr. Belding said, you can't elope.
Oh, no,
and
don't
he said,
do it.
Who the hell are you calling a cantaloupe, you watermelon?
Hey, Arthur... It's not our problem if you're not a fucking fan of comedy.
Hey, I like Saved by the Bell.
Look, this is all we do here.
No pun intended. But I can just see the way...
His name was Belding.
Okay.
Saved by the Bell Ding.
Oh, Bell Ding.
Right?
Oh, Bell Ding.
Oh my God.
Epiphany.
Dude.
Wow, dude. These writers are good.
I didn't realize that.
Nobody did. It was right.
Until Gemini Jackson put in the ether. Now everyone's going to recognize.
Oh, I guarantee there's going to be a fucking Medium article on this. Yeah. And then HuffPost's going to pick it up.
Shit. That's going to be like a Vice documentary.
Oh my God. The dark side of building.
Anyways.
Yeah, sorry. Go ahead.
Tropicana's Japanese licensee in hot juice for cartoon. I shouldn't read it. Go ahead.
Tropicana's Japanese licensee in hot juice for cartons boast 100% melon taste.
100% melon taste. Why?
Yeah. Well,
what's hot juice?
You know.
No, he's right. This is a very confusing. You have to know what in hot water. You have to be. They're saying it's like a joke.
That's
on
too
a hit,
fucking
in hot water.
Deep.
I know.
Fuck that shit.
Overcornified on a news headline.
Overcornified.
Yeah, we kind of cornered the market on overcornification. We overcornify the market.
Okay, so they're in hot juice for cartons that boast 100% melon taste.
I also call my cum hot juice.
That's
what I call my women, dude, in hot juice.
That cum is 100% melon taste.
The people who own the license for Tropicana in Japan is Kirin Beverage, because I guess they have a lot of beverages that they sell. So on the carton, it says Tropicana 100% real fruit experience melon taste. Well, it says...
I don't see anything wrong with that.
It has a muskmelon displayed on it. It says 100% melon taste and melon taste fruit juice 100% written in various places on the carton. But if you look at the ingredients, it's actually a blend of grape, apple, banana, and some melon juices. There was an investigation by the Consumer Affairs Agency, and it revealed that the blend only had 2% of actual melon juice. Yeah.
Fuck! God!
My God.
What a disappointment.
They said 100% of the experience. Are they incorrect there?
That's
taste!
Right. Well, just imagine being a private juice investigator, dude.
Yeah, where's the juice?
Yeah.
A PJI?
You fucking kick down Tropicana Japan's door. Where's the juice?
Tropicana Japan!
I gotta work my way up to the top. I go!
Muskmelon!
I'm a little thirsty.
Thirsty for some juice.
Do you have any juice?
You try to buy some black market juice?
Damn, dude.
Wow, just that.
Yeah, they had to change their carton.
Muskmelon.
Yeah, and then he pulls out his dick.
What a fucking chode.
It's like, wow, that is okay. Well, I guess I'm sucking
muskmelon.
His ball stack.
Or just some smelly tits, though. Muskmelons.
Dude, just like greasy tits.
Yeah, yeah. Fucking sweaty. Oh
yeah, dude, fuck, she takes the bra off for the first time in a week.
She takes the bra off and lifts up her tits and like $20 falls out and miscellaneous change.
Passengers who don't want to be groped, please use the rear train card. Gazuma cheese? Announcement on trains angers Japan.
Wow.
That's brave.
Okay, here's Japan's official statement on harassment. Huss that fuss. Everybody get to the back of the bus.
Wow. Is that from a rap song?
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd think that it would just by default, you know? All the cars would be. Or you would have one train card. Like, if you want to get groped, go to the back.
Right.
They should have a grope car.
Right.
For all the frauderisms.
No, then you're encouraging it.
Is this
and then
part
you gotta
of a
clean
list
up that
rules?
Fucking car.
Or does
you just
gotta
detach
its own.
It and let it go.
At some point, it just gets weighed down with jizz.
No,
what were you saying?
So this list is of rules or a sign of its an own. Announcement over the speaker system. They said, yeah, Mamanaku. We have many security cameras installed, but there are many chikan, which is the Japanese word for gropers. Actually, groper. Yeah.
Perverts.
Wow, I love it.
Specifically, groper.
Specifically.
Yeah. Ass
specific.
Grabbers.
They got a word for it. I mean, we also have a word for it.
There's like a species.
Groper.
Yeah.
It is
so
groper.
They say passengers who do
Mr.
not want
groper
to be groped.
From Three's Company?
Mm-hmm. Please come make use of perpetrator. Carriages.
Predator.
I guess...
I'll make use of your rear carriage.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's what the groper was saying. That's what the G-Con said. They're intimating that there were more cameras back
so
there.
I guess
is that what
the
intimation
front
was?
Cars get more packed during rush hours, and so that's like kind of a prime groping opportunity when people
groping
are really smushed on. Really
yeah, you can't really
together.
See.
So the back
Jesus.
Of the train is less packed
is
in, and I guess
the
apparently there's more security cameras, so they kind of encourage people to go to the back of the train.
How do the Nippon recognize groping?
Like, grabbing
what's it defined
people?
As?
I think just
that they
is
don't
it, this
want
a worldwide international.
It's probably
thing?
Universal. But you're yeah. telling me there's
what
not one woman who pushes her butt back against some guy's cock?
Or
you think it's only guys putting his hands against some woman? You don't think one woman's not going?
How do you know like, her palm is not going to his balls versus
what's
his,
up?
How do we know that her palm is not going to his balls versus his balls going into her palm?
Yeah, but
tell us, Gemini.
Yeah, but that
how
dude
you know?
Wants it. The odds of a woman grabbing a dude's dick and him wanting it are higher than the odds of a gross man grabbing a hot chick's boob. And
Ron
her
Jeremy?
It.
Yeah.
That guy broke the odds.
I'm just saying not all gropers, though. Hashtag.
Not all gropers?
Not all gropers are
some of them are fine-ass women.
Some of them are fine-ass women.
That's what I'm saying.
You know they don't exist.
Dude, they exist. It's
they
always a woman behind a glory hole.
They
don't
fucking... exist. You know they don't exist. You know why?
Why?
Because they would have no shortage of dick to touch.
Yeah, just imagine being a female groper.
Uh-huh.
The world is your oyster.
It's not groping.
It's not
though.
Even an oyster.
It's still groping.
It's not groping.
Oysters yeah, right. open here.
You're right. There's one last story from
one last
Japan,
rock.
Your groper. Flush your prayers down the toilet at this unique Japanese temple. So there's a temple in Gunma prefecture. It's called the Mantokuji Temple.
Did we go there?
No, we didn't. Unfortunately,
we didn't go there,
but you can pay a small fee. It's like 200 yen.
$2.
Yeah. $2.
Thank you.
You get two pieces of paper, one
for number two,
one red one, one black one. And on one of them, you put what you want to happen to you, what you want to get. And
my
on the other
sucked.
One, what you want to give away, right?
My
what you don't want.
Easy. Am I insane here? So what's the next step, Rito?
Yeah.
I'm in.
Yeah, where do we let this happen?
Yeah.
Yeah, how about my diarrhea dookie?
You go
lava.
Into this room and there's two toilets.
Sure.
A black toilet and a white toilet.
Whoa,
hang on. You put one paper in one of them. You let it kind of soak and then you flush it down. And then you put the other paper in the other one and you let it soak and you flush it down.
And then how long do I have to wait?
And do I have to piss on it to make it work?
No,
can
you
I?
Definitely should not.
You can't.
Oh, this is confusing now.
Oh, I'm not supposed to
shit piss on a toilet that flushes?
Okay.
Get out of here.
What, I gotta go to a separate toilet to shit and piss?
This is weird. I'm already here.
Hang on a second.
How long do I have to wait after that?
You can't piss or shit in this
that
toilet?
Is indeterminate. No, you cannot. They have other toilets for that. This is solely for your prayers.
How long until Gemini can get his dick sucked and give away his cum?
Because I'm fucking waiting.
Yeah. Dude, all he wants to do is give. He gives and he gives and he gives.
All I do is give.
When can he have his blumpkin?
Yeah, can I
exactly.
also shit on my prayers? While I'm getting my dick sucked in order to give away my cum?
Man, can't give it away, you know?
You're right. That was Burrito's Nepo News and subsequently the rest of the news. Good show, guys.
Fun show. All I can say is I did my best, you know? I left everything out on the field, oh, yeah. On the court.
He left it all on the court. Blood, sweat, and
jizz.
Blood, sweat, and jizz. The Slam City story. Blood, sweat, and jizz.
Blood, chapter.
Sweat, and cum. That's the name of this episode. Blood, sweat, and cum.
I'm with Stupid, my dick.
Yeah.
You came up with a better one. It was like Operation Opportunity Avril.
Oh, I took a lot of notes, yeah.
Operation Opportunity Avril. That's fucking hilarious. That's the name of my ska band.
Wow. Your ska punk band?
Yeah, my ska punk band.
Is anyone taking the L off of Publix and
pubics?
Pubics?
Pubic
hairs? I don't think anyone's ever done
Nobody.
That.
Nobody. And you know, Publix has probably never had an L go out in the history of Publix.
Yeah, they're like, you got to stay on top of the L. I'm going to tell you right now, if you're going to be a licensee, if you're going to be a franchisee, you gotta watch that L.
We have cameras. We monitor every L in the city.
We're not letting this happen again.
No, we can't let one L
happens,
go out.
5-minute fix time.
Yeah,
that's right.
It ain't gonna be town. Out for any more than
no,
5 minutes.
No, we shut down the whole store.
You turn off the entire side if it's longer than 5.
We kill the energy to the block.
Yeah.
Blow up the Transformers down the street. We have the L sign wired to dynamite that's at the substation. If that goes, that goes. We got immediate response team out here.
Damn, dude.
You think we're trying to see the L go out? No!
Nope.
Not since 93. Damn!
Think again.
You know, that reminds me. I was reading this story about this light bulb that's been working since like 1901.
Oh, in the firehouse.
Yes! That's playing a crazy story. It's called, there's a name for it, like the Centennial Light.
Mm-hmm. Since how long?
Since 1901. It's been in regular operation.
I was going to say since it was the 1800s.
Nah, it was like 1901
or
something like that.
They can make a light bulb that
absolutely. Lasts
well, yeah, they totally did, but when they realized
still.
It was messing with their profits, they were like, fuck that shit.
That's smart. I mean, why would you do that?
Why would you make a forever
Capitalism!
Light bulb?
Capitalism! Well, this
but,
is
but
America!
No, why would you make a forever light bulb?
But then
there's
a light bulb, but you
no,
could...
there's
you
no
could,
money in it.
Nobody could, would buy it.
You could sell it for like $100.
You'd have to warranty it. I guess that's fine.
I think a lot of light bulbs do
you
last
do
a
it.
Long time nowadays.
Yeah. Then everyone would just they would just have a different opinion
LEDs,
about light bulbs.
LED light bulbs last fucking forever.
This is a historical bulb, though.
Yeah, you can't
replicate.
Yeah.
There's no bulbs today that'll go, you know, if that one kept going.
A Hummer years?
Damn.
Yeah, man.
Hummer 20.
Anyways,
Hummer
20. We're way over time. Yeah, this burrito. Is a bonus episode, everybody.
Ooh. Last night, I awoke in a sweat. The cravings arising from deep within my loins. The salty taste of her belly. Her humid heat warmed my tongue. The soft crunch of that corpulent pancita. Oh, where was I to find a greasy slab of fat to satiate such forbidding desires? Then I remembered Thickum Farms Country Bacon.
Well, howdy, y'all. I'm Jimmy Thickum, President and CEO of Thickum Farms. We farm raise our Triple C standard hogs to be the thickest and the quickest. All greased up and ready to go. Well, I start every morning with the slickest, thickest trim, fresh from the hog. When you need a slice to fill you up nice, get them arteries pumping and those veins are popping. Think Thickum. Thickum Farms.
Thickum Farms Country Bacon is available at the Thickum Farms booth at the Slam City Farmers Market every Saturday and Sunday morning. Not recommended for children under 18 or women who are nursing or pregnant. Side effects include, but are not limited to, sore jaw and fingers, itis, and erections lasting longer than 4 hours.
Ooh, come to Papi Cerda Gorda.
Everyone's entitled to the truth. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Slam City Radio. Get in touch with us through our contact form at slamcityradio.com. We'll send you a sticker, then ask you where you'll stick it. Subscribe, Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, all day, every day.
Scram! I said split! Shake the scene, you turkeys! Get out of my house! I'll see y'all tomorrow.
Oh, shit.
Was that too much?
Hit him up!